SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While California's Secretary of State has certified Donald Trump's presence on the March 5th primary ballot, in the state of Maine, Mr. Trump has been disqualified from appearing on the ballot.
The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The Trump campaign says it will appeal Bellows' decision. And Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on that case. In the end, it's likely that the nation's highest court will have the final say on whether Trump appears on the ballot in Maine and in other states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Lindsey Graham goes north to stand with Chick-fil-A, which is facing a challenge to its Sabbath day closing policy at locations along the busy New York State Thruway.
Graham posted a video on X showing him standing outside a Chick-fil-A in New York, protesting a bill that would require the chicken sandwich giant to violate its policy of staying closed on Sundays. Graham says, quote, "This violates the Constitution. This violates the religious liberty of all of us and the company called Chick-fil-A who tries to honor the Sabbath." Graham is threatening to withhold federal funding from any state that tries to make Chick-fil-A open on Sundays. Bob Agner reporting.
They're doing it again. Iran-backed Houthi rebels firing more missiles at American military ships in the Red Sea. No vessels hit. No one was hurt. More than 100 missiles and drones unleashed on Ukraine overnight by the Russians. There are fatalities. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 3 points, the Nasdaq off 31. This is SRN News. California stores doing some rearranging.
On Monday, a new law goes into effect that will require all department stores to present their wares in a gender-neutral fashion. No more boys or girls sections, no more dolls on one shelf and cap guns on another. There can be no acknowledgement of any differences between male and female. Greg Bird of the California Family Research Council tells Fox News the new law is probably a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of millions of people participated in Giving Tuesday this year, raising $3.1 billion in a single day for charities. However, that amount represents less than 1% of an increase over last year's giving, far short of the current 3.2% annual inflation rate. Many charities are getting creative. Compassion International, a Christian ministry, is partnering with the popular gaming platform Roblox. This is SRN News. New Republican-drawn congressional and legislative voting districts in Georgia pass muster with a federal judge.
The judge Thursday rejected claims the new maps didn't cure illegal vote dilution and should be rejected, adding he can't interfere with legislative choices even if Republicans move to protect their power. The maps were redrawn in a recent special legislative session after the judge in October ruled a prior set of maps illegally harmed black voters. The approval sets the stage for them to be used in the 2024 elections and are likely to reproduce the current 9-5 Republican majority among the Peach State's 14 congressional seats. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Colorado woman's being sought on suspicion of killing her two young children and injuring a third. Authorities in Colorado Springs say an arrest warrant has been issued for 35-year-old Kimberly Singler, an alleged murder, attempted murder, and child abuse. She was last seen on Christmas Eve. More details at SRNNews.com.